Okay, good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me, especially on such short notice. We're trying to get a little bit ahead in advance of the three-day Yom Tov. So, Be'ez Hashem, today we are going to be finishing Simin Shin Ches, and then later tonight, Be'ez Hashem will be beginning Simin Shin Tes. So we are up to Simin Shin Ches, Si'ifim Mem Zayin Mem Ches, Mem Tes, Nun Aleph, Nun Beis. This is page Kuf Yud Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yeshos M'Tatal Begit Shad, there's a machlokas, whether a shatnez item of clothing is muktzah or not. So it says the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Samach, L'taltel M'bnei Sha'asu L'lav Shom Muktzah, V'afilu Tzor Kufo Mekomo Aser, that the svara to be machmir is that you can't use it, you're not allowed to wear it, and therefore it's muktzah. But V'yesh Matirim, Shemikom Malkom Malbush, V'tars Kliya L've Ikr Kesvara Rishona, the svara to be makel is that it's still an item of clothing, and therefore it's a kli, but we primarily passing like the first sheet of Al-Kain, Mashkon, Shalem Yehudim, also and therefore a mashkon that you have from an Einu Yehudi is going to be muktzah on Shabbos. This is very similar to the discussion that the Prima Gadim has about matzah this Shabbos. Is matzah muktzah this Shabbos? Prima Gadim thinks yes, because it's usher. You're not allowed to use it. So if you're not allowed to use it, so you have no use for it. So mail, it's going to be muktzah. Si'if mem ches. Mutal taltel menifa b'Shabbos l'avriach hazvuvim. You're allowed to take a fan on Shabbos to shoo away the fly. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kol Kli Shemalach L'Lisser, like any other Kli Shemalach L'Lisser, the Mutal Tatal L'Tzor Kufo, which you're allowed to take L'Tzor Kufo. V'ayin Mashik Sarno L'Basif Chav Gimel. See what we wrote earlier in Sivchav Gimel. Now Rav Vazner and Shevet Alevi Chel Gimel Sim Lamedal is quoted by the Dirshu as saying, why is this a klisha malachta le'iser? It's just to shoo away flies. That's heter. This should be a klisha malachta le'heter. So he says, it must be that we're talking about something that was really meant to swat flies, and you're just using it on Shabbos to shoo away flies rather than to swat the flies. See if memtes. Machbedu shemechavnu bem karka mutzal taltalam. That brooms that you sweep the floor with is not muktzah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu mecham letzel, you're allowed to be metal to them, even if it's not l'tzor kufo mekomo. It's viewed as a kli shemalach to laheter. You're allowed to remove it even to protect it. V'mecham barasul shitasu to sir lebisim shemalam zayin sev bezim mutal chabikar kamarutzav im keinu b'chal kli shemalach to laheter. But you have to realize, says the Mishnah Berurah, this is the mecham lishitasu that you're allowed to sweep a tiled floor on Shabbos. Avulimash bazgar amasham dafilu merutzav aser im keinu b'chal kli shemalach to laiser vein letatul kim tzor kufo mekomo. But based on what the Ramah paskins, that you're not even allowed to sweep a tiled floor on Shabbos, so then this is a klisha malachta le'isur, and therefore, while you're allowed to be metaltel, you're only allowed to be metaltel l'tzaruk kufo makomo. Well, wait just a second. Are we saying that Ashkenazi Jews are not allowed to sweep a tiled floor on Shabbos? So when the Dirshu quotes from Rav Nissim Karelitz that in the days when most people had dirt floors, so they asked even sweeping a tiled floor. But nowadays, where everybody in their homes has proper floor, you're allowed to sweep a tiled floor, even according to Ashkenazim. And Mimela, by the way, that means the broom is a klisha malachta laheter, not a klisha malachta leiser. Si'if nun harash b'matil tatal ha'itstrolov b'shabbos v'chein sifrei achachmos l'dasaram yishlus tapik b'davar. The Rashba holds that something that you're able to see the stars with to get an education about astronomy and books of chachma is not muktzah, whereas according to the Ram, it's not so clear that it's not muktzah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Das Haramba, Meine Mashkasu Albusim Shin Zayin Sif Yud Zayin Dosu Lilm B'Shab Sivrei Chokma V'chein Lahabit Bid Shalov Hu Klich Shechozim Ba Kuchav Me'efshad Didei Hu Adin Dersur B'Tiltul. That since the Rambam holds that you're not supposed to read Sivrei Chokma on Shabbos, you're not supposed to be looking at the stars on Shabbos, so Mele, this is a Kalisha Melachto Le'isser, and therefore it's also B'Tiltul. Vayin Ber Grasha Daitu Da'afila Rambam Mutu B'Tiltul, but the Gras says even the Rambam would hold it's not muktzah. V'gam Be'in Yilimud Mitzadid Kishitas Harash. And the Grah thinks we pass like the Rashba anyway, that you're allowed to learn these things on Shabbos. This was an old discussion back from Simin Shin Zayin. Si'if nun aleph, ma shemora ala sha'ul shekorin irlozov, that which tells you the time, bein shul shachol, bein shul shalminacher, whether it's a sand, what do they call those things, an hourglass type of thing with sand in it, or whether it's some other way to tell the time, yesh l'stapik mutal taltalo, it's a suffix whether it's muktzah, Ukvar Pasha le minig lesser, and the minig is ta'asir. So let's see, does that mean our watches and clocks are all aser? So says Mishabura, Shalchol, who klisha malin b'chol, v'achol yotzei derech nekav mitachti, so v'asu yakav and kavin l'shar b'oshos, an hourglass. Shal min acher, k'gon shu v'asu chulios chulios l'hakar b'oshos, k'shatzel magia le'ezu chulia. Or if it's a sundial, yeshlus topic, didami l'meditas hasmano atzel. What's the suffix? Why is it that it might be muktzah? Because this is considered to be measuring time or measuring the shadow. Vavi b'chal klisha malachta l'isra, and therefore it might be a klisha malachta l'isra, the medida b'shabbos as k'shen shal mitzvah, because any measuring you do on Shabbos is going to be usher unless it's a medida shal mitzvah. Vavilu mu lomed al yado, even if you're learning something through it, mikal makom mikar medida ena shal mitzvah, but the measuring is not a mitzvah measurement. Meaning when you're measuring out a kazayas or something, that's a mitzvah measurement. This is not a mitzvah measurement. But certainly it's at least a kli, so maybe a kli shem lachto l'isir, but you're allowed to be metaltal zorkufa makombo. And he said the Rama said the pashar aminog le'esar ubezayger shalonu yesh lahatir, but in our clocks were makil that they're not muktzav. Dafkav k'tan shakarin tashin ur, but that's only a pocket watch, a small watch. Aval agdom shakarin vind ur also metaltal, but a wall clock is going to be aser. Vafilu osan kli shol shomdim l'teva alakarka yesh lahakmir betiltul and lod zorkufa makombo. And even a clock that sits on a tabletop is going to be asr unless it is a tzorich makomo type of situation. Rav Yashiv is quoted in Dirshu over here that an alarm clock is not mukta. You're allowed to move the alarm clock. The Chazanish explains also in Dirshu over here that even though there's no clear Gemara about this, but we compare a clock to a ner, that since you're kaveya a specific makom for it in a kavua dika way and you don't move it from that place, that's what makes it mukta. But the type of clock that you're moving around all the time, like a wristwatch, there's no doubt that that is not mukta. Now, if we say a wall clock is mukta because it's kavua in that place, the same is true of pictures on a wall. Rav Nissim Krelitz in Chut Shani says that if you have a picture on a wall, that is mukta, and therefore, if it's a little tilt, if it's a little sideways, crooked, and you want to straighten it out, mukta. You're not allowed to do that. If it falls to the ground, you're not allowed to pick it up and put it back up. However, in Igros Moshe, the Rav Moshe writes that a wall clock and pictures that you kovea makom on a wall are not mukta, because you're not really kovea makom on the wall, you're just doing it to decorate the wall, to make things look nicer, but it's not really a makom for that item. A little bit of a difficult chiluk to make. Says the Shulchan Aruch now, Sif Nun Beis, the final Sif of Simen Shin Ches, mukta la'ashirim ave mukta, va'afil aniyim ein metaltlin. If something is mukta for a wealthy person, it's fully mukta, and therefore even aniyim are not allowed to be metaltlit. Says the Mishabru, mukta l'ashirim ratzalomer shu davar shu garua be'enei ha'ashirim vein darkam l'shamish v'amach masashim v'kitzim osam idaitam. Something that is beneath the level of the ashir to deal with. It's something that he would never use, and therefore it's mukta for him. Kugon, shir matlano shem chusam yishlosh shetfachim l'shosh shetfachim, like very tiny pieces of fabric for which an ashir would find no use. D'lo chazin rak l'aniyim le'zetloy v'lo l'ashirim. Aniyim might use it to patch up some holes in their clothing, but an usher would never use it. Alkei nesel ashirim af betiltul. Therefore, it becomes mukta for the usher, for the ashir. And we said that even aniyim are ein metaltulin. Why? Shekvar huktzim idaito shel balabayis ha'ashir. Because you're in the ashir's household, and for the balabayis, for the ashir, this is mukta. Vein chilik bein aniyim shebeso bein aniyim shechutz lebeso. And it doesn't matter whether we're talking about aniyim in the house or aniyim elsewhere. It doesn't basam yishu baylov, because we just look at who the balabayis is. That which we said earlier, that even very tiny pieces of fabric are not mukta, that's talking about tiny pieces of fabric that are owned by an ani, because the ani will have use for it. And if the owner is an ani and he has a use for it, so then an ashir is allowed to be metaltel as well. The Taz says that that's only if the ashir lives in the ani's house. Then the usher could be metaltal that which belongs to an ani that the usher would have no use for. But an outside usher cannot use it, since he has no use for it. The poskim further write, that which the mechaber says that we look at the balabais, and if something is muksa for the balabais, it's muksa for everybody. That's only if it's something that's not ra'oi for its own bailim, because it's beneath the bailim to use. It's something that he would never want, he would never find a use for. Avdav shein roi lebailim machmas iser, but something that the bailim can't use, not because it's griusa, but rather because there's some sort of iser for that bailim to use that item. Kagon shenadar mikikar, let's say this balabayis made a neder that he's never going to have this type of bread or something like that. Lo nasa muksa b'shvil zeh holdem mutla acherim. You don't say that bread is now muktza for the balabayis, because other people can have that bread. Va'afhu atzmo mutla taltal, and therefore the balabayis can be metaltal it as well. So if, let's say, a person holds that you're not allowed to eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach, right? But even the person holds you're not allowed to eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach holds that children are allowed to eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach. He holds that zakenim are allowed to eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach. He holds that svarim are allowed to eat egg matzah, perhaps, if it's got grape juice in it, on Erev Pesach. So then it's not going to be muktza for that person, even lufi das prima gadim. V'im asr al kol olam, az asr lakol l'taltalo. And if it's asr for everybody, then nobody's allowed to be metaltal. Then it is going to be muktza. So to review what we learned today, in Sif Mem Zayin, we said there are different opinions whether shatness, a beggar of shatness, is muktza, but the Mishmur says we're machmir. Sif Mem Ches, we said that a fly swatter is a klisha machtel the iser, so you're allowed to be metaltal the tzorach gufa mekomo. Sif Mem Tes, we said that the mechaber holds that a broom is not muktza, but that's only l'shitaso, that you're allowed to sweep a tiled floor, whereas the Rama, who holds you're not allowed to sweep a tiled floor, would hold that the broom is a klisha machtel the iser. And then in Sif Nun, we said that it's a machlokas, perhaps, between the Rashba and the Rambam, whether educational materials are going to be usher, are going to be muktza on Shabbos, but the Gross sides that with the position that it's mutter. And then in Sif Nun Aleph, we said that a clock that might be muktza, and the minig is to aser a clock, but the Mishmur pointed out that if you're always metaltal, it's a wristwatch, it's a pocket watch, or something like that, then it is not a problem at all. And then in Sif Nun Beis, we said that which is muktza for an usher who's the balabayis is muktza for the aniyim that live in the bayis, even though they may find a usage for that item. The same is true in the opposite. If something is not muktza for an ani who's the balabayis, then the usher who lives in that bayis also does not have a muktza problem with that item. That brings us to the end of Simin Shin Ches. Be'ezras Hashem, later tonight we will begin Simin Shin Tes. Everyone have a wonderful rest of your day.